Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brandon Remy with the Remy Fit Powercast. What is tonight's topic? Well, tonight, it'll be like a topic, but it's going to be more like a story about myself, right? It's going to be about back pain, right? Lower back pain. And some people may know this about me, you might not, but I severely injured my low back, right, in 2014, right? It's February 4th, 2014. And February 4th is actually a pretty shitty day, because February 4th, 2012 is the day I didn't even place in fucking leagues in high school wrestling, right? I lost in 4 seconds left. I was beating a kid. And, yeah, so February 4th, terrible day, right? 2 years later, I totally, like, blew out my back, right? Now, I was doing CrossFit, right? Now, I don't hate CrossFit, right? It's another way for me to learn, right? Way for me to learn movement, and it's a great workout, right? You just gotta be smart about it, and I wasn't smart, right? I was Rich Froning day one, you know, that's for damn sure. I had that wrestler's mentality, and that is not something to do in CrossFit. What did I do? It was, it's called ground to overhead, right? So you take a plate, right, like a 45, like I was using a 45 pound plate, but you could take like, you know, whatever, any bumper plate. And so you start with it like at the ground, right, like by your feet, right? You're holding it by the sides, and you go straight from the ground, right, and you like lift it up overhead. So it's kind of like a snatch progression, or like a clean and you know, jerk, I guess, progression, right? Pretty easy. But when you're doing it fast and, you know, racing against the clock and trying to be the first in the class, it becomes almost like more like a kettlebell swing, I guess, right? And then it shouldn't become a kettlebell swing, right? But I almost missed the ground, and I pulled up at the same time, and it was just like lights out. Yeah, it was just bad. It was terrible. You know, I heard cracks and pops on my back, and I couldn't get up. And so, you know, me being me, I was like, you know, I'm relaxing. I'm like, all right, you know, give myself like 2 minutes. I'm like, all right, like, come on, let's do this. Stop being a bitch. Get up, right? So I get up. I don't know how the fuck I got up, but I got up. I walk over. The next thing in the workout was box jumps, right? So I walk over to the box, and I get my arms up overhead, come down, and I go to jump, and my legs just like literally dragged across like the gym floor, and I fell like into the box, and I was just like, oh shit, my legs don't work, like this is bad. So I'm laying down on the black, you know, and, you know, the coaches come over and they're like, you know, what, yeah, is everything all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm like, I think I tweaked my back a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So I'm laying there. The one gives me like a lacrosse ball. I'm you know, rolling it out, trying to make it feel better. I'm like, no shot I'm doing, you know, no shot I'm doing anything right now. No shot. So, I'm just really just trying to relax, and finally, you know, end of the workout comes, you know, 20 minutes after the class, I can finally get up. I finally get over to my car, drive home. I lay in bed, you know, I took some, whatever it was, Advils at the time. And I just, after that, I went to sleep that night, woke up the next day, and I could not move. Like, from my waist down, like, at all. Like, I could, like, barely wiggle my toes. And I was just in my bed for, like, it was, like, 6 days or something like that, 7 days. It was, like, almost, like, a full week. I was just in my bed, couldn't move. And, like, it was literally me, like, I was just Googling, like, how to get out of bed, like, with no pain. And It's just like, it's a scary thing, you know, like when you're 19 years old and you can't even move your legs. And I was like, it's just, especially being an athlete my whole life and growing up, just, you know, working out and, you know, your life is just totally changed in a flip of a switch. And it's just, it's crazy. So the first thing that I learned, you know, like through the back pain, was obviously bracing my core, right? Because, like, you know when you, like, tweak your back, right? And you can't even, like, you can't do anything without, like, holding your breath and, like, you have to try and do everything like that, right? Because it hurts so bad that you have to brace with all your might, right? Everything you got, you have to brace with, right? 100% tension. And that's, like, the first thing that I learned was, like, wow, I have a core, like, you know? It's not just, like, the six-pack that I'm after. Like, I have, like, everything in a 360-degree radius, like, you know. And so that's the first thing that I learned was to brace and how to brace properly. And like I said in the last podcast was the Kelly Starrett book, Becoming a Supple Leopard. That helped me a lot. He goes over bracing in there, and he breaks it down pretty well. So it's a good description. So bracing was the first thing that I learned. And then from there, it was just like, oh, man, I don't even remember. It was just, I think that's when I just kind of gave it, like, a few weeks of learning how to brace and just kind of, like, just walking without pain to, you know, like, you know, getting out of bed first off, and then, you know, walking a little bit without pain, and, you know, keeping my core braced and stacked, you know, my everything aligned. And then that's like, I mean, right after that, like, once I didn't have pain, I mean, I shouldn't say didn't have pain, but if once I could, like, walk around and, like, you know, not be, like, 100% tensed and, like, not being able to breathe. That's when I got right into yoga. Because, you know, that's what everyone tells you. Once you hurt your back, you know, you got to do yoga, bro. It's, you know, you got no core strength. You got to, you're too tight. Everything, you know. It's all that. So that's what I did. I went into yoga. And it definitely helped a lot. It was like one of the best things I could say for me at the time. Was definitely it was the right move at the right time, and yoga helped a lot. But then kind of came like the bell curve, you know, where yoga kind of stopped helping, and I don't want to say started to hurt, but like just definitely stopped helping. And I needed to just go get back to, like, the strength, you know. I needed strength in my life, right? I was so weak from just laying in bed and just not doing anything. Like, the only thing I was doing was just starting to walk, you know. I needed strength, you know. And I'm talking about, like, probably a year later, you know. So I did yoga probably 6 months straight. You know, I probably gave it, like, I don't know, like, maybe, I remember, man, like, 3 months off of just doing nothing, absolutely nothing. And then after that, probably, like, 6 months of just yoga. And then it was, you know, the next couple of years after that, it was, like, an integrated program of yoga and other things, right? And, you know, once I learned how to brace and I was doing mobility work, you know, and the yoga, you know, my back was about 75%, you know. Like, it still hurts every day, but, like, it was like 75%, you know. So, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, I could start working out again, you know. So, you know, stupid me, I go back to the gym and, you know, and I don't want to say going back to the gym is the worst thing, because, like, I just wasn't doing the right workouts, you know. So, You know, I'm not saying that going to the gym is bad, because it's good. You can heal your back in the gym, but just not doing the workouts that I was doing, right? Now, after that, you know, I'm talking 2 years later, you know, my back was like, after that, like, integrated program of working on a lot of core and doing things, you know, I was like up to 80%. You know, 80-85%, right? And I was like, oh, I'm feeling good. Like, you know, I'm almost there. Like, you know, but like when I'm almost there, that means in my head, oh, I'm there. Like, we can fucking work out, you know, like that's all I love to do forever, was just work out, you know. So, I mean, it's just, you know, squats and deadlifts and, you know, benching. And then I got into, like, Olympic lifting. And not that that was the worst thing for me. I mean, it was, like, the worst thing at the time for me. But I learned a lot, you know. But I also learned that my ego, I can't let get in the way. Because, like, for a year straight, you know, I was trying, all right, so I was doing, like, powerlifting, right? And I was just running myself into the ground, and, like, it wasn't sustainable, right? And then, well, I did Olympic lifting first, right? And same thing. So I was just running myself into the ground. It wasn't sustainable. So I'm like, oh, like, you know, I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to do powerlifting, just squat, bench, and deadlift, you know? So same thing. I run myself into the ground. Not sustainable, you know. And then it's just like, you know what, maybe I'll go back into, like, the, you know, maybe I'll just, because, like, at this time I wasn't, like, you know, wasn't training for anything, so I'm like, I knew, like, my back was, you know, it was done, so it's not like I'm not gonna be training for nothing anytime soon. So I'm like, you know, let's just try bodybuilding a little bit, you know, let's just do a little hypertrophy work. And not that I ran myself into the ground, but it just wasn't fun, you know. And then I was just like, this is probably like a year ago, I was just like, fuck all this, you know, I can't do this, I can't keep running myself into the ground, and just, you know, every day my back hurts, every day, you know, I come home from the gym, if I squat heavy that day, you know, I can't walk the next day, you know, because it's just killing me. And mind you, I don't take any, like, I don't take any, like, medication, you know, I don't, like, do Advils or nothing, anything like that anymore, ibuprofen, nothing. When I have a cold, I don't take shit, I drink bone broth, and that's about it, you know, like, I'm not into the whole medicine thing. So, you know, everyone's just telling me, oh, just take ibuprofen, just take this, take that, you know, and it's like, that shit ain't, it's not fixing what's wrong, you know. So after, you know, my realization of just, like, that I can't keep doing stupid things like this, I just, you know, I just quit the gym, you know, I didn't sign back up. And, I mean, at this time, I have, you know, my studio in my backyard, so I would, you know, I could work out there whenever I want. But then I got into swimming. I did a lot of swimming, and like I said, I was still doing yoga and still, you know, training here and there, doing some different things, but not like I was in the gym. You know, it was a lot of mobility work, like a lot of mobility work, like lacrosse balls and shit like that, like bands and joint distractions. And then after that, like, It did help, but it wasn't, like, what I needed, you know? So, and, like, at this time, I was just, like, depressed. Like, I can't, like, I'm not working out. Like, I can't, it's not, like, when you can't do something that you love, but you're around it all the time, like, it really sucks. So, you know, even when, you know, like, just do mobility work. Like, you know, like, it's just, it doesn't do it for me, you know? I need to do those things that I like to do. So then I started working on, like, real, like, core, deep core stability, you know, and looking at like where everything stems from, right? And where does it all stem from, right? So it stems from like from your feet, right? So I went totally like barefoot, my whole, like, you know, my shoe game, my shoe game's all barefoot. I got Vivo barefoots. I got the Merrell barefoots. And then I got my bare feet. And that's it, you know. I try not to wear like regular shoes ever, you know. If I have to wear work boots, you know, every once in a while, like that's about it. But even then, I have what's called barefoot boots, so I'm good. And that really helped like a lot. Like yoga and barefoot are two, like number one and number two, like interchangeable. Now, probably yoga number one and barefoot number two, but like barefoot has helped so much. Just set my pelvis straight, right? Get my whole, you know, my intrinsic feet muscles like working, and like I didn't even know I had this shit, like all up my leg, you know. I mean, if you think you can't grow calves, ditch your shoes. You grow calves. And just like, it just trickled up the chain, you know, and it made my back feel so much better. Like just getting rid of shoes and walking barefoot. And like, I really think it's just connecting down to the ground and connecting to earth. So that's helped a lot. And like I said, the deep core stability, doing a lot of like, a lot of planks, a lot of body saws, a lot of, like some Palloff, presses and different stability things. I got into a lot of like balance beam work, right? So like using like, you know, your balance kind of, you know, against using yourself against gravity, right? To, like I said, balance yourself, but also what it does at the same time is it teaches you how to use your core, right? Because you can't balance yourself, right, if your core is not on, right? So you think about bracing your core, right? But this is like the ultimate test to bracing your core, right? Anybody can like learn how to brace their core, right? But can you brace your core while doing something, right? Because you can't balance without bracing your core, right? It's fucking impossible. So, especially on like a balance beam, like I'm talking about like a piece of pipe, like, you know, like the Foot Collective, shit like that. Like, so if you're not bracing your core properly, like it's almost impossible to do. So that has been helping a lot. And like I said, I do it barefoot, so it's all helping. And so I'm kind of like, I needed, so just to recap a little bit, right? I hurt my back. I needed that first stage of just like, I mean, I particularly used yoga, and I did a little Qigong actually. So that helped, right? And then I got into like the second phase of where I needed to do like more mobility work, right? I need to do like work on myself more. And then I got into the phase of like, all right, I'm good. And I kind of not re-injured myself, but realized that I can't keep doing this. And now I'm finally in the phase of like where I really need to be, and where I can combine everything that I've learned into what I need to do. Like I'm in that last 10% right now, like, you know, and I feel like this is the hardest, you know, and I need, it's consistency really. And it's me taking the time out of my day to just not be an ass and to work on myself. And I mean, I know everything to do, and like I said, I just explained it to you, like what pretty much what I still do, just all together. And it's just doing it. So consistency is definitely key. But like I said, I'm in the place now where I know what to do, and I just have to do it. And all my past experiences have led to this. You know, everything happens for a reason, and I made all those stupid mistakes because they've all taught me either what to do or what not to do, right? And now you just edit, revise, you know, you write, you take your notes, and now I know I need to stretch a little bit, right? I need to, you know, control my movement. I need to, you know, balance. I need strength work, right? I need everything put together in one nice little program. All right, thankfully, I can do that. And if any of you have any questions, you know, or if you hurt your back and you need some help, please, please, please reach out to me. I would love to help you guys and girls, whoever. If you know someone who has a hurt back, right, it's a terrible thing, and it's something that I really hope that I can help a lot of people with, is overcome their back injury and get back to living a daily life. And oh, one other thing. So basically is the last piece of the puzzle, right? I almost forgot this. Last piece of the puzzle is movement, right? Is general movement, right? We talked already on the podcast about being more general than specific, right? And not just doing, right? I was being so specific, right? I was doing yoga, and then I was doing just the gym, and then I was just doing mobility, right? Now I need to be general and do it all, right? And I need to move well before I move often, right? So if you've heard of, a lot of people, you'll know him from, so if you've heard of Conor McGregor, right? The UFC fighter, right? This is his movement coach, right? Ido Portal, right? And he has what he calls movement culture, right? And it's basically like a flowy yoga plus gymnastics. And it's really great for your body and learning how to, like, use and control your just everything, just how. And I highly recommend watching a documentary on him. I think it's on Netflix. I think it's called Just Move. But just type in Ido, I-D-O, Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. I think that's how you spell it. And just check out what he does. It's really amazing. And it's just so, it's really like, I mean, one word to describe it would be like graceful and strong. But that has kind of like been the icing on top of everything. You know, I need all of that. And then this, what all that does is it builds my body, right, to display movement, right? I like to say like strength plus stability plus mobility, right, equals expressed movement, right? So taking all of that, all of my prior knowledge and my prior training and doing it all together, right, will allow me to partake in movement culture, right, and express my movement as a human being. And that has what really helped a lot in you know, the past few months of my lower back injury. So that is my story, and that's how far I've come. I'll be keeping you guys updated and letting you know what I'm doing. Like I said, if anyone needs help with their back, you know, if you know someone that has back pain, please, please, please reach out to me. You can hit me up on Instagram at @bremyfit, and you guys have a good night. Peace.